Phone Boy Speaks, episode 955, One SIM to Rule Them All. If you've ever traveled internationally with your mobile phone, you may have gotten a local SIM card in the place where you're at. Well, I mean, that involves taking your SIM card out and also trying to figure out which provider is available in the areas that you're in. I mean, it's a huge hassle. And from the phone manufacturer's point of view, that means they have to put a space in the phone to take the SIM card in and out and have mechanisms to do that. And that takes up space. I mean, it's not a whole lot of space, but notice how the SIM cards have shrunk over the last 10, 15 years. If you have a phone with a SIM card, not everybody does, of course, but anyway, this whole the carriers don't really want you to necessarily be able to swap SIM cards. In fact, you know, I mean, when the carriers set up in the United States, for the most part, they went with technologies that didn't have SIM cards because then the phone was locked to the provider, and that created all kinds of problems. And whereas in most places, SIM cards were the norm, and you could easily and the phone phones were unlocked, you could switch carriers and that kind of stuff. But we want to make this simpler, right? It's, in fact, why even swap SIM cards at all if the SIM card could actually work with any network, really? And why not make it possible that when you get to a place that you could actually pick a new provider from your phone and say, show me the best deal, right? Because that's one of the challenges when I international travel from time to time. I have to, especially if it's a place I've never been before, it's like, okay, what's going to be the cheapest way for me to get online in these areas? Well, it's not always easy, and so you end up having to do a little bit of research, especially if it's in like a foreign language or something. It gets even worse. So for me, I don't like to have to deal with that, and it would be nice if I could do all of that. Now, Apple has already kind of done that now with their new iPad SIMs. You can choose between different providers of service on your iPad, but that's only for data and it's not for voice. It would be nice to have sort of one SIM card to rule them all for voice as well, right? So if I go to a new place, I can go to my phone and pick the plan I want for the length of time I want and have it be short term, no contract. That would be really awesome. And in fact, Apple and Samsung are having conversations with different telecom entities to try and make something like this a reality. It's kind of not in the carrier's best interest to do this, and so I have my doubts as to whether something like this will gain widespread acceptance and whether we can actually get to a day where our phones have SIM cards that never need to come out of the phone. I think there's always going to be a need for being able to remove the SIM card. As much as I would like to see it to never have to do that again, I suspect that there's still going to be a need for it. And so, good luck on Apple and Samsung trying to get something like this through. But let's just say I have my doubts given how resistant telecoms have been to change over the last decades. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.